It's your finger on the pulse of current affairs. It's Rise FM in 60 minutes with Beauty Selala.
In our Labour and Law feature tonight, we put the spotlight on workplace discrimination. And to help us unpack this topic, I'm joined on the line by the founder and director of Chico Attorneys, and that is Nkululeko Chico. Nkululeko, good evening and welcome to Rise FM.
How are you and how are the listeners at home?
So, Nkululeko, firstly, what is workplace discrimination?
I think firstly, we must consider the legislation that deals with discrimination and harassment at a workplace, and that will be the Employment Equity Act, number 55 of 1998. Under that act, the section 6.1 that basically deals with the grounds for discrimination, and those grounds have been laid down to actually define what is discrimination at a workplace. I can just actually list like four of them. That will be sex, race, pregnancy, gender, sexual orientation, marital status. However, should you not find that certain ground of discrimination under that act, the courts are always open to determine new form of discrimination. However, that will be the duty of the employee to prove that ground of discrimination.
And then what steps should I take if I experience a discrimination lang seven sakon?
I believe that all companies have policies that have been placed whereby certain processes have to be followed when you experience harassment or discrimination at work. The first thing that you may do is to report the incident to the HR manager or any other superior at the workplace. And if you're not satisfied with the decision that has been reached, you may refer this matter to the CCMA. And if you're not still satisfied with the decision of the CCMA, then you may refer the matter to the Labour Court.
And then what compensatory damages can I receive for a discrimination?
When you actually refer the matter to CCMA, all the forms, they always have an option whereby you have to state the type of compensation that you want. However, you may ask for reinstatement, a back pay, promotion, and or pain and humiliation as part of a compensation.
And then talking about discrimination, is it something that is common incidence in?
Yes, it is common. It's something that we actually face at certain workplaces. However, I believe that the majority of other companies actually do not have certain policies place whereby when you experience such harassment or an act of discrimination at the workplace, you cannot actually report it. That's why most people, they don't report it, but they choose to go to the CCMA. So discrimination, as I've stated, it comes in different forms, and most people, they need to be informed about such grounds and how to report them, and I believe it's a very contributing factor at the workplace.
Okay, Nkululeko, because of time, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for making time to speak to us.
All right, thank you so much for the opportunity.